Special education departments across Vermont may have been using the wrong rules to guide decisions over which services children receive. That according to Agency of Education officials who say the wrong draft of the state's special ed rules were filed with the Secretary of State back in 2013. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
The State Board of Education began looking at Vermont's special education rules in 2012 after Congress adopted major changes to federal education law. The State Board held a series of public meetings at the time and brought Vermont's rules in line with the new federal standards. But Agency of Education spokeswoman Haley Dover says the wrong draft was sent to the Secretary of State, and so the wrong version has been on the agency's webpage. Dover says agency officials recently discovered the discrepancies while doing maintenance on the website.
We found that the rules that schools had been following based on what the State Board had approved did not match what was sent to the Secretary of State's office. We noticed just pretty recently that just in updating links and stuff that they didn't match.
Dover says staff members who worked at the agency in 2013 have since left, and she says it's not clear how the wrong version made it to the Secretary of State's office. Many of the differences are minor. They're typos or reflect formatting changes. But there are five substantial discrepancies, and some of them could have affected decisions made about special ed services. For example, the new federal education law requires districts to perform additional assessments when determining services for kids in early ed programs. The State Board adopted these procedures, but the website had the older eligibility standards online. Dover says the agency doesn't know how many children may have been affected. She says the impact of the inconsistencies is that parents would generally have more time and support as schools make decisions about the services their children receive.
Actually, more students could have been helped by the rules that schools have been following. And also, no child would have been adversely affected by any of these discrepancies between the rules.
Pam McCarthy is president of Vermont Family Network, a statewide group that advocates for children with disabilities. Back in 2013, Vermont Family Network helped change one of the rules so that schools have to act within 15 days to a parent request for a special ed evaluation. McCarthy says the memo the Agency of Education sent out this week is confusing, and it appears to water down what McCarthy thought was a clearly adopted rule change.
What we're planning to do right now is to determine how they came to this conclusion, and also in terms of process, how it is that the secretary can sort of just say, oh, we made a mistake. The rules you thought were the rules are not really the rules, because it's kind of inconceivable to me that that can just happen in that way when we've been all going along for a few years now, subscribing to what was there and understanding that to be working.
The agency says it's putting a new rulemaking review process in place to prevent this from happening again. And it's asking school districts to use the corrected special ed rules. But since the wrong version was sent to the Secretary of State, the Agency of Education has to officially make the changes through the legislative rulemaking process. In the memo sent to school districts this week, Secretary of Education Rebecca Holcomb says the agency is short-staffed and, quote, the agency will not be able to undertake another rulemaking project in the immediate future. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.